AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The leader of the World Health Organization says the coronavirus is not done with us yet. Over the past week, the number of virus cases and deaths around the world have gone down. Dr. Anthony Fauci in the U.S. is telling people not vaccinated to get the shots.
COVID-19 vaccines, booster shots, can keep you out of the hospital and certainly can save your life.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky was asked about the formation of new guidance.
We, of course, have to make recommendations that relevant for New York City and rural Montana. We have to make recommendations that are relevant for public, but also for the public who is immunocompromised and disabled. And so that all of those considerations are taken into account as we work on our guidance.
The governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, says she will let a mask mandate there expire, but face coverings will still be required in schools. Case counts fell in each of the WHO's six regions except its eastern Mediterranean zone. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says laws requiring people in England with the coronavirus to self-isolate could be lifted by the end of the month. It was in women's snowboard cross that Team USA won their first gold medal at the Beijing Games. Lindsay Jacobellis won silver 16 years ago in Turin. She won gold today.
As I've gotten older, I've learned to forgive myself of the uncontrollable variables, and that's just taking maturity and time and understanding, and that helps you heal and move on and apply that skill that you learned in your next race.
Jacobellis started celebrating as she approached the finish line in Turin in 2006, sending her tumbling out of the lead, ending up with a silver medal. Jacobellis became the oldest U.S. woman to win a gold. Britain's top diplomat flew to Moscow, seeking to defuse tensions raised by Russia's military buildup near Ukraine. This is AP News. An NFL player has turned himself in on a manslaughter charge.
Washington Commanders safety DeShazer Everett turned himself into authorities after an investigation found he was going more than twice the 45-mile-per-hour speed limit in December when his car slammed into some trees in Chantilly, Virginia, and rolled over. Everett was seriously injured. A passenger, Olivia Peters, died. She reportedly was his longtime girlfriend. Everett's been charged with involuntary manslaughter, but his lawyer says they will vigorously defend him. Everett's been released from custody after posting $10,000 bond, according to the Washington Post, which references Everett's lawyer's statement. I'm Rita Foley.
Iran's only male athlete at the Beijing Olympics tested positive for an anabolic steroid in the first confirmed doping case at the Games. The International Testing Agency says alpine skier Hossein Sabah Shemsaki failed a drug test before competing. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.